Hey everyone, welcome into this Motivation Monday. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, best-selling author of the book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. Thankfully, our show has helped thousands of people start to build passive income and build financial independence in their lives. Welcome to this Motivation Monday. I hope you're not dealing too much with all the pollen out there. Everyone I know is like walking around coughing and crazy. So I hope you're doing okay in this spring. Getting outside and enjoying some of this weather as much as you can. And you notice all the TV commercials for all these allergy things right now. So I hope you guys are doing okay. Now, today on the episode, and I'm not saying this to be hyperbolic, I really believe that today's episode could change your life. I know that this phrase, this way of thinking has started to really change my life. And I hope that I can bring it to you and that it might help you in some way. And if not, okay, no harm, no foul. I've really been obsessed lately with this idea of going upstream or going downstream. Now, think about it as a metaphor, right? Think about any time we've kayaked on a river and you're floating downstream, you know, row, 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 row your boat gently down the stream. It's part of our lexicon, right? It's part of our nursery rhymes from childhood. I think there's a tendency in this country to have false reverence for people that we think have started to really swim upstream. Leaders, right? We think of leaders as those who have like had to swim upstream. Fight against the man, fight against the system, really fight, and swim upstream. But when you get right down to it, that's not true. We have a lot of reverence for people that we think are constantly fighting and breaking all the rules and moving in a certain way, going against the stream, going against the flow. But when we look at the people that we're actually studying and we have great reverence for, they were always going downstream. They were always going with the flow of their life and their destiny and their calling. Look at Abraham Lincoln. And if you want to get all astrological, fine. If not, if you're not into that kind of stuff, that's okay too. But hey, I think knowledge is power. If you actually look at Abraham Lincoln's astrological chart, his life, his destiny in the movement towards greatness was there. He had to flow downstream in order to achieve this greatness for this country. Anytime we are confronted with things in our lives, I've really thought about this over the past year as I've been confronted with different business challenges or opportunities. I think a lot of times they present themselves as opportunities. So let's play with this a little bit, okay? Let's have some fun with this. I really believe this could change your life. So you are presented with an opportunity, some partnership, some new job, something else, something that's going to shift the balance of your life. But it just doesn't feel right, right? It feels like you have to force it upstream. I think of my little girl sitting there playing with a puzzle, wooden puzzle, and she's trying to put this rectangle into a square. Or she's trying to put a circle into a triangle, and she keeps slamming it down. She's trying to go upstream. No matter how many times she slams that circle into the triangle, it's not going to go in there. That's upstream. I've had a couple of business partnerships of individuals, great people, but who've reached out to me. We've worked together a little bit, and it just didn't fit. It just didn't make sense. It was a constant upstream. And I would listen to my team members who would say, you know, this just isn't working. Ideologically, we're just not aligned here. They want to do things this way and we want to do things this way. And it just doesn't work. Are you constantly having to go upstream? And it's not like even any kind of relationship, personal relationship, business relationship, it doesn't matter. Upstream is not noble. We think going upstream is noble. Think of all the leaders. Oh, they must have just fought the system. They went upstream. Such love for these guys. They said they did the opposite of what, you know, the flow of their life. No, they didn't. The people that we have reverence for, if you really get down to it and you really study it, went downstream. They went downstream. And so everything in your life that will make sense And some of these downstream stuff will be difficult. There's rapids. But you will know internally if it's right. And you will know internally if it's wrong. Pay attention to this intuition. We all have this sort of internal intuition, right? It's a feeling in your gut that says, no, this just isn't right. You know, whether it's partnering with someone or, you know, staying in a long-term relationship that's just not right for you. Having the courage to say, no, my life is flowing this way. I've spent 10 years of my life with you or 20 years of my life with you, and the flow of my life is over here. And it's going upstream just to stay with you, just to stay in this neighborhood or stay in this family or, to, you know, stay in this place, in this location. But my life is calling to me in some other big way. That's the flow of life. Things are presented to you. So I don't want to get too esoteric here, and you guys know that I can get that way sometimes, but I really believe that this is true. Once this phrase presented itself to me in a book recently, and the author made the point that all bad things in your life come from trying to go upstream. There is nothing in your life that you are meant to follow, even with rapids, that is not downstream. So if you're listening to this show today and you're on the path of, you know, trying to build passive income through real estate investing, and this speaks to you in a deep way, and there are things presenting themselves in your life that are showing you mile markers along the journey, pay attention to those things. Someone invites you to a local real estate meetup group. That's the flow of life. You go to those meetings. A YouTube video just shows up into your life magically. You watch that video because those are pointers along this journey, this flow. But trying to force things the opposite direction and flow upstream never works. Never works. Oh, I'm just going to stay in this job and try to make it work. Every day I'm going to slog my way through it. I'm going to try to make it work. I'm going to try to make this person like me. It's not going to. You're going upstream. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I really would. And you know, I think it's such a powerful, powerful thing. You're going to be today. I guarantee you listening to this today, you are going to be presented with something in your life that will either show up as an opportunity to go upstream or downstream. I'm telling you, you will. So I would love to hear your feedback. Jump over and follow me on Instagram. I'm just Clayton Morris on Instagram. Hit me up. I'd love to hear. Tell me, I saw something upstream today and I said, you know what? That's upstream. I'm going to avoid it. I'm going downstream. Or you saw something that was downstream and you went with it. You went with that flow. Tell me your stories. I want to hear them. I'm Clayton Morris on Instagram. That's the best way to connect with me. Thank you so much for listening on this Monday. I hope you do something this week. I hope you really line yourself with things that bring you downstream. We're all here on a journey. What's your journey? Figure it out. That's why you're here. Much love to all of you. Thank you for downloading and subscribing. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. It's going to be a great episode. We'll see you on Wednesday, everyone. Now go out there, take action, start going downstream.